El Paso CBP officers stop multiple narcotic smuggling attempts. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers working at the Paso del Norte International border crossing in downtown El Paso foiled multiple narcotic smuggling attempts on two consecutive days. CBP officers use multiple layers of enforcement, including technology, officer expertise, and canine enforcement teams, to identify and stop drug smugglers, said CBP El Paso Port Director Ray Prevencio. Disrupting the flow of illegal narcotics at our ports of entry plays a significant role in our border security mission. On February 23, CBP officers intercepted a mixed load of 0.5 pounds of fentanyl and 4.76 pounds of methamphetamine. The interception occurred when a CBP canine alerted to a moped scooter driven by a 23-year-old male, U.S. citizen. A thorough search resulted in the discovery of bundles concealed within the headlight area of the scooter. On February 24, CBP officers intercepted 70.19 pounds of cocaine. The discovery was made following a search by a CBP canine and non-intrusive exam X-ray of a vehicle driven by a 21-year-old female U.S. citizen. A few hours later, CBP officers intercepted a mixed load of 2.02 pounds of fentanyl and 15.78 pounds of methamphetamine. The narcotics were located following a non-intrusive exam and CBP canine search of a vehicle occupied by a 23-year-old male and 24-year-old female, both U.S. citizens. Later that same day, CBP officers intercepted 0.15 pounds of cocaine from a 26-year-old female, U.S. citizen, pedestrian. The woman was referred for a secondary inspection where a pat-down search and CBP canine search were conducted. The woman then voluntarily removed a cocaine-filled bundle from her vaginal cavity. The subjects arrested by CBP officers were turned over to Homeland Security investigations and/or state and local authorities for prosecution.